This means we will have appointed John for a good man. Everybody recognizes Berger's a good man, Blackman's a good man, Powell, everybody will recognize, and Rehnquist, of course, smartest to the whole goddamn bunch. And he's on our side, isn't he? Thank God. Yeah? After the speech?
Yep.
They were out of their minds, huh?
What did
Walt say? He must have about died.
Well, he died a little bit about my letter, but he was very enthusiastic about
his plan. Well, good heaven, yes, he's impressed, but he's first in his law class. I'm not a goddamn bit. Don't you? I'm more interested in the man. I really build him up.
Yes, you did.
You know, and I talk about respect for law and whether you agree or not, obey the law and all that.
Well,
and they ought to appreciate it, the bastards.
They should. And you did that in a very, very mild manner. But you got across that point to the American public, which means more to them than all the rest of this nonsense.
Yeah. I think, too, that it was good to get across my law and order point. That got across, don't you think?
This is the point why I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This means more to the American public.
Yeah. Right.
I just thought it was mad. You were a genius in connection with the thoughts that you have in this particular direction. That's absolutely wonderful.
Well, we'll fight it through now. By God, I'm telling you now, we're not going to take a damn bit of crap from these people. They ought to put this through in a week.
I've talked to Eastland.
Well, how's Eastland feel? Ruska, I saw tonight, he was there down at the White House, and he said he was for it all the way. How'd Bob take it, okay? Be sure to emphasize to all the Southerners that Rehnquist is a reactionary bastard. Which I hope to Christ he is.
He is, and they know it too. He's been up for all those things.
Right. One thing that's really interesting, though, John, is that in a pure press sense, it's like China in a lesser degree of magnitude, but China and the Soviet and the other thing. The bastards, we completely took them by surprise. They didn't know what the hell was going to hit them. Huh? Didn't that amuse you?
It amused the hell out of me.
We kept it quiet.
You know, Ron did a great job. Ron Diegler. He really did a great job. I think it was so funny today. It just came out so that they were so awesome.
You told them too.
They were running around with their heads down.
That's right. Anyway, you tell Martha to calm down. Well, incidentally, we've got to have a woman, John.
I agree with you. I talked to
right. She understands it, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She can't go in. Look, if she'd have gone in 11-1 against her, the Senate couldn't have approved her. Yeah, I know you did. It must have been terrible.
No, Friday
would have understood, but I bet she was tough, wasn't she? But how did she feel? She take it all right, if I'm right?
She really understood.
11-1? God damn them.
Well, she understood it. Her analysis.
Right. Good.
It's come out all good all the way around.
Okay, John.
And congratulations.
Bye. Give Martha hell.
It's the other way around.